73 is that telephone number. 32 new peak hour trains have started on the rail network this week, which is going to add about 14,000 commuter seats. We're not back to where we were, but we may be heading in the right direction. Robert Dow from Rail Back on Track joins me. G'day, Robert. How are you?
G'day, Mark. Good.
This 32 new peak hour trains, 14,000 commuter seats, are we heading in the right direction?
Oh, well, it certainly is a step in towards the full timetable recovery. We've still got a way to go, though, but nonetheless, it's good news, particularly for commuters on lines such as the Shorncliffe and Cleveland line particularly. They've had some significant issues with the timetable, as it has been. For example, in the morning peak on Shorncliffe, there was a 30-minute gap. So they've restored the 7:39 Shorncliffe to Central train, now running on Monday to Thursday. Strangely, it was running on Fridays, believe it or not. But so that's been pretty good for them. Cleveland, we've had some long-standing concerns with the Cleveland line, particularly in the afternoon peak. And we see that the 5:09 p.m. Central of Cleveland's been restored Monday to Friday, so that's particularly welcome on the Cleveland line. They've had a lot of congestion overloading problems on those services, so that's going to go a long way to ameliorating some of the travel problems on that line. And on the Friday, they've got back their 5:32 from Central to Cleveland as well. So overall, it's a step forward, Mark. They've still got a way to go. What we'd like to see now is Queensland Rail put on a consistent Monday to Friday timetable as the next step. We still get a lot of feedback from passengers who get very confused that because the Friday timetable is different from Monday to Thursday. There's less services on Friday. So we think Queensland Rail should be in a position now to put on a consistent Monday to Friday timetable as the next step forward.
Is the reason it's not because of lack of drivers, or what is the reason?
Yeah, that's been the reason. Because of the job rostering requirements leading into the weekend, QR had to reduce the number of services on Fridays so that they could reliably deliver them. But we think now they're about 80 net drivers gain. So we think they should be coming in a position where they should be able to do something like consistent Monday to Friday timetable. The good news is they have made further commitments saying that there will be further improvements in 2019. So your listeners can look forward to some more services being added, particularly at peaks, I would expect initially, but perhaps later on during the interpeaks as well.
More services means, hopefully, does it not, Robert, more seats and people will be able to actually get on the train.
Oh, that's right. One of our members came in on the 7:10 a.m. train from Kippering to Central this morning. This is one of the services that's been restored Monday to Friday. And he said there were still a few seats left at Bowen Hills coming in from Kippering. So it'll take a couple of days for people to get used to the idea they've got an extra service in the morning. I don't think it'll be too long before the seats are taken up. But nonetheless, it's good to see some of these services being restored and people gaining confidence back with the network.
How many people do you reckon have just walked away, Robert, and given up on the trains, and that's why the roads are so clogged as well?
Well, there's been a few, no doubt. Initially, 2016-17, we are seeing a slight recovery in patronage. We monitor the quarterly levels pretty closely. Mm. And when you look at the trend from 2016, it is a slowly increasing trend. So people are coming back. We think more things need to be done in time, of course. Improving the bus connections, particularly with rail, is a very important thing. A lot of work needs to be done in that area. We still think there's room for improvements with fare affordability and, of course, improving the frequency, not only of the trains but of the buses as well, having services run when people can actually use them and need them.
I mean, it just sounds simple, but when you say it like that, you scratch your head and wonder, well, why hasn't it been done? I mean, you know, using trains when people, or having trains when people need them. I mean, that just should be just rule number one, shouldn't it?
Oh, you'd think so, yeah. We certainly, in the years to come, they've got to improve the frequency of the Queensland Rail City train service. Not only a peak, the peak's not too bad in some respects, particularly with the additional ones put back today, but they need to improve the frequency out of the peaks as well. By doing that, you make journey time shorter because the connections work a lot better.
And make it more affordable. Make it so people question how much money they're spending in their car and whether or not it's economically better for them to catch the train. I mean, that's the bottom line, pardon the pun, for most people. How much am I going to save, you know, economically? Is it better for me to get the train or is it better for me to get in the car?
Exactly, Mark. Yeah, with the new fare system coming on stream later this year, we hope that there'll be some new innovating ticketing products to make regular travel more affordable, more attractive to people.
Absolutely.
So that's something to look forward to. But not only do you need the new fare system with the affordable, innovative ticketing products, you need the services there as well.
Yeah. Good on you, mate. Thanks for that, Robert.
Thanks, Mark.
Bye. Same, mate. Robert Dow from Rail back on track with those 32 new peak hour trains. 14,000 seats, still a long way to go to get back to where we should be. But one of those things that needs to be looked at, as Sir Robert said, is getting those trains running when people need them, but also making it affordable, making people think, no, I'm going to get the train. It's a lot cheaper for me to get the train. I'll just jump on the train. It's a lot cheaper. Get a weekly pass that is affordable. And even on the weekends, make it so much cheaper for people to jump on the train. Kevin